We are learning Masechta Sukkah Daf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on top of Lamed Daled Amud Beis. Rabbi Shmuel says, Shloisha Adasim, when you shake a lulav, you bring three Adasim, Veshtei Aravais, two Aravais, Lulav Echad, one Lulav Esrog Echad, one Esrog. And now, the Mishnah says further, Afil Shnayim Ketumim Vechay Nekotum, the three Adasim you have, even if two of them are chopped off, the tops are chopped off, and one's not chopped off, it's kosher. And we'll see, the Gemara's going to ask, like, what do you mean? You need three? You don't need three? Well, what's going on here? The Gemara will talk about that. Rabbi Tarfanayim, Afil Shloisha Ketumim, even all three are Ketumim, he holds that Niktam Arosh of Hadas is kosher. So Rabbi Tarfan says, Afil Shloisha Ketumim. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Yogs and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Tarfan. Rabbi Kiva says, Kashem Shalul of Echad, the Esrog Echad, Kach Hadas Echad, the Rav Echas. Just like Lulav is one Lulav and one Esrog, Hadas also one Hadas and one Esrog. And how do we pass in Lagabi this? So this, the Goyin says, since Rabbi Tarfan seems to agree to Rabbi Shmuel that there's three Hadas, and just he's talking about Ketumim, so it's two against one. Rabbi Kiva is Das Yichda, and therefore the Goyin says that we paskin like Rabbi Shmuel. The Ramban actually says that we don't. The Rabbi Tarfan is not getting involved in this, and therefore he holds the Machlokes Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. And the Ramban holds we paskin like Rabbi Kiva connected Rabbi Shmuel. So how do we paskin? So the Mechaber says Mitzvah Aminim Shiita Kolecha Lulav Echav Shtei Arava Shloisha Hadasim Umitzvah La'og B'Kasher Gomer. But the Ramban brings down Umakom Nadchak Leka Hadas Kosher Sagi La B'Chad the Loi Kotem. It's enough with one. So it brings down such a shita lemaisa that there is b'shas etchak. You could use one hadas if you can't get anything else,
and
one that's not chopped.
So we'll
have to see that pashas we paskin. This is really telling the other shayla. If we paskin that ketumim no good, pashas we paskin ketumim no good. We'll learn that halacha soon. We paskin ketumim is not good. So then it's like it's not here. It's like it's not here. But that's the shayla over here. Pashas we paskin like they need three hadasim and two aravos. Now the Gemara is going to show you the makar for Rabbi Shmuel. Look at the Gemara. Tanya, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. Rabbi Shmuel says, pre eitz hadar echad. The esrog is one. Pre eitz hadar. Kapas tvarim also echad is one. Like Rash says, it says kapas without the vav. So it's kapas tvarim is one. One lulav. Anaf eitz avos is shloisha. Because without it, anaf one, eitz two, avos three. That teaches us hadasim is three. Arve nachal, arve is loshen rabim. It's time, two Arabas. Two Arabas.
Can we just say we use an Arabic or something else?
Very good. And very good question. That's why we spoke out. Tosfos says, we have to use Arabic too. So therefore, we don't know anymore now that Shalbal and Shalharim is kosher. That's what Tosfos says. It has to be Dafka living on the stream. That's what Rashi says. That's what Tosfos says. That's what Tosfos says. Fikr Tzarkh Lazar, Dafka take Arabic Nacha. Why? Because you need Arabic for this.
Is the saying there'll be an Arabic to the word Arabic?
Yeah, plural.
Two words.
No, plural.
In other words, it's based on the words.
Here's the word. Arabic Nachal is not a type of Arava. It's not a type of Arava Nachal. It's where it grows. Yeah, it is. Anaf is a branch. All the words mean a branch. Anaf, Eitz, Avos, all ashamed of the Hadassim. But your question is Tyson's question. Therefore, he says, Arabic Nachal. Yeah. What?
Mm-hmm.
But Avi Nochal Stein. So that's the smallest drushes. That's just it's 1-1-3-2. But Filush Naim Ketum Vechad Shana Kotum. Now we'll explain what the Mishnah said. Rishmal said, even two of those hadasim are chopped off the tops. Vechad Shana Kotum. It's still kosher. Tarf Naim Shloisha, Filush Lashim Ketumim 3 and even 3 Ketumim. Rekiva Imer, Keshem Shlul Vechad Vesuk Echad, Kachad Esacha, Varova Acha. Just like it's one Lulu, one Esrik, one Hadas, one Arava. Omar Rab Eliezer, Yochi Esrig Imam, by Gudachas, maybe you should tie the Esrig together with the Lulav Hadas Marav, tie it all together. Amris, Mechinema pre Eitzada, Vik Kapistvarm, does it say pre Eitzada and the Kapistvarm? It just says Kapistvarm without the Vav. Valoina Mela Kapistvarm. But the rest of the things say vi. Look at the pasuk. It says v'kavcham yerishon priyetz hadar kapis tvarim say vi. It says kapis tvarim. Then it says vi anafetz avos vi arvinachal, which teaches us the last three are all together as one and priyetz hadar separate. And when naim shem akum zazeh, how do you know that all four minim akum zazeh? Because we've spoken about it before that if you don't have only three of the minim, you can't. You're not yaitza. You need all four minim. Tamleim v'lekachtem shtein kicha tamus. So lekachtem redarshin has to be a complete lekicha. Lekachtem. All four minim. And Tosis over here happens to have a discussion a little bit. It's more on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, and we know Vakach Lachem V'Yom Rishon is Dafka Din on the first day. So maybe the rest of the Yontiv you shouldn't be Ma'akav Zezer at four Minim, because we know for example Lachem is only the Yom Rishon. So the same word Lakachtem is also for the din of four Minim Ma'akav Zezer. So the rest of the Yontiv you should have Alacha that if you don't have all the Minim, you could just shake the Esrei, you could just shake the Lulav. So Taisus already on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis answer is that the certain things that the Rabbanah make ain't the Raisa. Anything that's an integral part of the mitzvah, that applies all 7 days. For example, Hadar, and also the din of four minim. That's an integral part of the Lulav and Esrei, that applies all for all days of Sukkos. Now, the Gemara to explain now what Rabbi Shmuel talking about when he says that two of them could be ketumim and one not. Rabbi Shmuel, Marashach, Ish Leimim Bayi, he holds not like Rabbi Tarfon, they need Hadassim that are not katum, that are not chopped off. You should need all three to be not ketumim. If you don't need shleim, he holds like Rav Tarfon. You don't even need one. So what's going on? He says two ketumim and one not ketumim is good. What's going on? So to Gemara, Amar Biro Amar Rav Ami Chaza by Rav Shmuel. Biro Biro said B'shem Rav Ami Biro's name of a chacham that Rav Shmuel was chayzin. He holds like Rav Akiva that one hadas is enough. He holds one hadas is enough. Avadi need hadar, but one hadas is enough. Zog to Gemara Vayta. Omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel halacha k'Rav Tarfon. We paskin like Rav Tarfon, which means, sounds like we paskin. You're allowed to have hadasim that are nikta. You're allowed to have hadasim nikta. Freaked all the rishonim that I don't understand. We had a Mishnah before about Hadassim, Niktam Roisha is possible. That's a Stam Mishnah. All of a sudden here, passing the Rav Tarfon. What's going on here? Therefore, the Ran says that Hanachin, that here, Ketumim does not mean the top is chopped off. It means the whole Dham Shat. It means that sometimes coming out of a Hadas, there's another offshoot, another Hadas coming out of a Hadas. And you cut that off. Is it kosher or not? There'll be a tzad to say that if you cut that off, what? Why worth the berries? I guess it's more like a hepsik in the hadas. That's the Ram brings down this pshat. The Ram, because the Ram has this big kasha. It says, "By Yosef Nochon Umash Apirish Haraza Levi, the Niktam Lachud veKetumim Lachud. Niktam is one thing, Ketumim is something else. The Ketumim the Mastisim Hainu should derech Amfei Hadas sheYotzim Mitzadeim. There's branches, there's leaves coming out of the side. Mitzadeim Bedin uPeiros veHeim Afsikim beKani Hadas loyav Tlos veChaykina." So maybe that's a hefsik, because in that spot there's no rows of hadas and that sticks out. So when you cut that off, there's a hefsik in the hadas. Maybe that we call a hefsik. Kamash lon, the Rav Tarfon says not. It comes out, it's a whole different halacha. And it comes to Shulchan Aruch, there's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch had a paskin, and it's mamash toli in these halachas. In Tof Resh Mem Vav and Hilchas by Hadassim there. So In Sif Aleph, the Mechav Paskins, Hadas Shniktam Roisha is kosher. Because the Paskins posture like the, it's also a Rambam, like the Mora Pastors. But in Sif Yud, he says like this, Niktam Roisha kosher, I feel like also by tomorrow. Vuhadin Liyavish Roisha, Yesh Paislim Niktam Roisha, some holds Paslim Niktam Roisha, Haga, Betoiv Lahachmer, Bemokim Shefsher, Beacher. Shu Machmer, Le Mikri Niktam Niktam Eitzim. He says, that's me Niktam Eitzim, like he spoke out. But the Ramah is Machmir, like the second Shita, that holds that Niktam Roisha of a Hadas is Pasal. That's what he says. So to Gemara Vayta, Va'ozdo Shmuel Tamei. Shmuel Pasal of Tarfon. So we're saying Va'ozdo Shmuel Tamei, which we're trying to bring a riot from a story from Shmuel that he passed like of Tarfon. The Amalu Shmuel, Lahanam Mizavni Asa. There were certain people who were selling Hadas, and they were making the price overpriced. So he said, Ashva Vizvini, he told these people, sell, don't overprice your hadasim, but and if you do, v'iloy dashin l'chul k'rav tafen, amadashin l'chul k'rav tafen, they let us sell ketumim. That ketumah akasha. So if he didn't hold the k'rav tafen, he wouldn't be able to threaten this way. My time, Elam should be meikel, maybe he was just trying to say, I'll say like a meikel. So v'lush l'chul k'rav kiva, the meikel tvei, then say like a kiva, says meikel tvei, even one hadas. So it must be, he's being meikel like a k'rav tafen. So Rai holds like Rav Tarfon. Why do you threaten them with Rav Tarfon? Threaten them with Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva is a more maker. One. Teresi holds like Rav Tarfon. So Mar says, no, it's not a Rai from the story. You know why he threatened Rav Tarfon? Because Rav Tarfon, in a way, is more maker. Why? Plus a ketumi shchichi. It's shiach that three ketumi. Chad loy katum a shchiach. One And not katum is not shchiyah. That's not shchiyah to even find one and not katum. This is another kasha on the pshat before. The Ran proves like from this again, like the Balamar. Before we said that katum means chopped off. You can't find a hadas that's not chopped off on top. But from the branches that grow out, that's very common. That may be harder to find. A kapanim, it's not a raya that the Ran holds as a raya that katum does not mean chopped off tops. It means the branches sticking out are chopped off. Now, there's one more thing just to speak out. The feet of Pshar of Tarfo is no problem with Nikdam. Why Lulav and does have a problem with Nikdam and not this? Like, why is Tarfo only arguing on Hadas, not by Lulav? Lulav Nikdam, Rosh Hashanah, where it says the problem. And feet of Pshar, there are Tarfo arguing and everything. Bishlo and feet of Balamar, it's not a Taina the Balamar takes care of. That why did he argue on the other Nikdam of Lulav? But he doesn't hold it, it's a problem of Hadar. So why Dafka on Hadas? So Bishlo and feet of Balamar is good Pshar, but feet of Pshar, Pshar, what do you do? So the Lazar Moshe Harwood says, because it says, Priyetz Hadar Kapas Tmarim Anafetz Avos. So since Lulav is next to the word Priyetz Hadar, it has Din of Hadar. But Hadas, really, that's further removed, does not have it. And if you that, Aravas also would have a Heter of Nikdam, according to that, according to the way of learning Rav Tarfon. Actually, in the Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't sound like the Shatzad, that by Nikdam, Roshe, by Aravah, that's Kasher. So it's a Shtikal, problem, so there's not a Pshat. There's no pshat why dafka hadas. There's no problem nikdam, and that's the Ramban's pshat because since it has a lot of leaves, it covers the top, so you can't tell it's nikdam. By all the ones, you can see it. It's problem hadar. But here, since it's covered, no problem hadar. That's what Rosh brings down from the Ramban, and the Ran also brings down from the Ramban. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. Now I want to go to Esrig. We already covered lulav hadas maravis. Now we go to Esrig. Esrig hagozel a stolen Esrig by yavish or dried out Esrig is possible. Shall our sheriff's yira dachas also possible if it's also, a sherry tree or dachas is also possible. We'll explain all these things in our Gemara. Shall arla, that means the first 3 years of a fruit tree, not allowed to eat, is also possible. Shall truma tere meya possible, because you can't eat truma tameya. Shall truma tahira, lo yitel, you shouldn't take it. We'll see why the kathila shouldn't use it. Not al kosher. But if you took it, if you shook it, it is kosher. We'll see the Gemara about that also. Shall demai, which is something you both mama ours, we're not sure if took of truma samayisri, is beshami paisrim vesil machshir, beshami vesil. So ma'aseh sheni fruits, esrik ma'aseh sheni v'Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim lo yitel, not the kosher. You shouldn't shake it, but if you do, it's kosher. But in chutz la'aretz, it's definitely not good because you can't eat it in chutz la'aretz. It's no heter to eat it. Therefore, it's not kulachem. And we'll see a little bit more about that in the Gemara. Also, chazal zarubai, if it got boils on roiv of the esrik or nikla p'tamase, if the pitim was removed, nikla if it got peeled, nistak was cracked in half, nikav. The chasa kolshu, it got a hole, and it was chasa rachon, just one psul. It got a hole, now it was a hole, it got missing from that hole. Then it's possible. Nika v'chasa kolshu was possible. But also chazal zal miuto, it only got boils on a minority amount of the esrig, or notal uksoy, or if the bottom, the ukets of the esrig got removed, or nika v'loy chasa kolshu, or if it was a hole without being chasa, it's kosher. Then it's kosher. Esrik hakushi, a black esrik is possible. That's possible because it's not hadar. And we'll see in the Gemara about that a little more. Also, that's in the Daf Lamed Vav already. But yaruk hakarasi, if it's green, ramei machshu the paisel. And we have before two pshat in the Gemara why it's possible, either because it's not hadar or because it's not nigmar haperi. Shir esrik hakatan. What's the smallest esrik? It could be ramei amik egg is like a walnut. Rudam kabeil like an egg. It has to be at least the size of an egg. Uva gadol, how big could it be? Because yachas nine v'yad achas very good. Holes, you have to be able to hold two in one hand. Rabbi Yisrael, my fellow achas the yadav, even one in two hands is so big, it's still kosher. Those are all the dinim of esrig. The Gemara will explain. We'll go through all these dinim. Hashem will start on top of our head tomorrow.